In the dead of night, 18-year-old Rosalind infiltrates a heavily guarded mansion with deadly precision. But instead of following orders, she makes a life-altering choice, shooting her own mother between the eyes and rescuing a 4-year-old girl named Miranda from a hidden nursery. This unauthorized mission, stealing a child from the notorious Galliano crime family, earns her a decade of punishment from her employers at the Morai Group, an elite assassination firm with a ruthless code of conduct. 10 years later, Rosalind guards her most precious secret. Miranda is not her sister, as everyone believes, but her daughter. When her handler Gunther threatens Miranda's safety, Rosalind reluctantly attempts to infiltrate the Montesano crime family. After being rejected by Leroy Montesano, she catches the eye of his cousin Cesare, a medical school dropout with documented sadistic tendencies. What begins as intelligence gathering spirals into a dangerous game when Cesare takes her to his elaborate BDSM playroom and her attempt to drug him fails spectacularly. He awakens too soon, capturing her, and beginning a harrowing period of captivity where psychological warfare becomes their daily reality. Cesare Montesano's medical background makes him an exceptional torturer who inflicts maximum pain without permanent damage. His approach follows a methodical framework, starting with basic deprivation before escalating to sophisticated torture in his custom playroom. "Pain is just information," he tells Rosalind while placing electrodes on her skin, "and information can always be reinterpreted." What's compelling is Rosalind's resilience. Though physically restrained, she maintains psychological independence through small defiances. She mentally maps escape routes during supervised movements and carefully calibrates her responses during interrogation, revealing just enough while protecting critical mission details. Their dynamic evolves into a twisted dominant-submission dance. Cesare alternates between extreme cruelty and unexpected tenderness, sharing meals, discussing literature, tending wounds with genuine care. These humanity glimpses make his brutality more devastating. Meanwhile, Rosalind identifies his vulnerabilities, his need for acknowledgement and fear of abandonment, strategically deploying resistance and submission to maintain some control. For 10 years, Rosalind has pretended to be Miranda's sister while keeping emotional distance. This created a painful divide. Miranda sees Rosalind as cold and controlling, unaware these actions protect her from the Morai group and the truth about her parentage. When Cesare discovers Miranda's existence, he uses her as leverage. Presenting himself as Rosalind's boyfriend, he takes Miranda to his nightclub and positions himself as the fun alternative to her strict sister. Miranda, craving affection, quickly bonds with him, creating a triangle of manipulation that complicates everything. "She looks at you like you hung the moon," Rosalind observes bitterly. "Maybe that's because I actually pay attention to her," Cesare replies. A shocking revelation emerges. Cesare is the biological son of Matteo Galliano, the same man who abused Rosalind and fathered Miranda. This makes them half-siblings, adding a disturbing dimension to their relationships. This forces Cesare to confront his identity. Raised as a Montesano but feeling like an outsider, learning his biological father is a rival crime boss explains his brother's distance while creating a new identity crisis. For Rosalind, the revelation initially triggers revulsion. Yet seeing Cesare's genuine horror at learning his parentage changes her perspective. Unlike Matteo, who reveled in power over vulnerable women, Cesare shows remorse. "We're not our parents," Rosalind eventually tells him. "We're what we choose to become in spite of them." The Morai group matches the brutality of the crime families they target. Named after the Greek Fates, they recruit vulnerable children from elite boarding schools, those with minimal family connections, and groom them through a program of classical education, combat training, and psychological manipulation. They target candidates as young as 12, often engineering accidents that eliminate guardians or create financial crises, then positioning themselves as saviors, offering prestigious education. By the time recruits understand their situation, they're trapped in debt bondage, owing millions in claimed training costs. The novel's most chilling revelation is the Morai's digital ghosting system, an AI that mines recorded data to simulate communications from deceased operatives. This technology maintains the illusion of an active network while preventing survivors from questioning colleagues' disappearances. The dead don't just disappear here, Rosalind tells Cesare. They keep working, keep generating revenue. Their voices keep reassuring the living that there's hope of survival. The sexual dynamics between Cesare and Rosalind evolve significantly throughout the novel. Initially, Cesare uses sex coercively, forcing physical responses, while Rosalind is restrained, demonstrating the clear distinction between bodily reaction and genuine consent. As their relationship progresses, Rosalind begins wielding her sexuality strategically, turning Cesare's desire into a tool for her own leverage. By the novel's conclusion, their encounters transform into expressions of mutual vulnerability rather than power plays. When Rosalind finally acknowledges her feelings, their physical connection reflects emotional authenticity. This evolution suggests that true desire can only exist between equals. The novel also examines trauma bonding through neurochemistry. Cesare deliberately attempts to create addiction, explaining how orgasms release oxytocin to form an unbreakable bond. This theme resurfaces when the Gallianos inject Rosalind with an addictive drug, prompting Cesare to frantically seek an antidote, recognizing the parallel between chemical dependency and the emotional attachment he once tried to engineer. The novel's climax unites its themes in a violent confrontation against both the Moirai group and the Galliano family. Rosalind and Cesare's alliance evolves from tactical necessity into genuine partnership, their complementary skills forming a powerful force against their manipulators. Their assault on Moirai headquarters during a graduation run combines Rosalind's insider knowledge with Cesare's tactical equipment. They disable the power grid, destroy blackmail servers, and liberate young recruits, halting the cycle of assassin creation. Confronting the Gallianos forces both protagonists to face core traumas. Rosalind overcomes her water phobia to save Miranda from Gunther's yacht, while Cesare confronts his biological father. Afterward, Cesare assumes control of Tommy Galliano's empire, but transforms its purpose, dismantling human trafficking operations and using his influence protectively. His relationship with Rosalind and Miranda evolves into a unique family unit connected through shared trauma and healing. Breaking Rosalind explores trauma's lasting impact through its characters. Rosalind becomes hypervigilant and emotionally distant. Cesare transforms into an abuser. Miranda experiences nightmares despite her ignorance of her origins. The novel establishes truth as healing's cornerstone. When Rosalind reveals to Miranda their mother-daughter relationship and explains her past decisions, genuine connection becomes possible. Similarly, Cesare's acknowledgement of his parentage and harmful actions initiates his redemption journey. The title's multiple meanings reflect breaking Rosalind's resistance, her protective shell, and ultimately the cycle of trauma defining her life. The narrative questions whether someone can be both victim and perpetrator yet find redemption, and if healthy relationships can emerge from toxic foundations. Our humanity resides in acknowledging darkness and potentially transforming it. Perhaps the most significant breaking isn't of Rosalind herself, but of the abuse cycles threatening another generation. By choosing different paths, these broken individuals create something unexpectedly whole.